Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm, strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. Recently, I was at the Building Safety Month event that Michael Valenzuela invited me to. It connected me with Tommy Davis. Right now, I have with me Dr. Tommy Davis, Executive Director of the North Alabama Home Building Academy in Huntsville, Alabama. I was invited here to take a tour and do an interview as we recognize difference makers and we share stories to encourage and inspire all of us to make a positive impact in our communities. And if you've tried to build a home, remodel a home, hire a plumber, electrician, contractor, you've probably noticed something. Skilled workers are in high demand, and there are opportunities available, but there's also a growing need for people willing to step into those careers. Dr. Davis is with me right now as we talk about the mission to help build the next generation workforce through hands-on training and creating pathways into careers that can change lives. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Tommy.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be with you today.
Tommy, before we talk about the North Alabama Home Building Academy, I'd like for you to share your own background and the path that led you here.
Sure. So I'm a retired educator. I started out as a band director in Limestone County. I was at West Limestone for 10 years and then moved to Decatur. To Sea Ridge Middle School. From there, I was a band director for 6 years and then moved into school administration. Did that for 10 years at Cedar Ridge and then eventually wound up at our central office in Decatur, where I was a career tech director and a secondary curriculum supervisor. It's in that role that I became involved with workforce development. As I had the number of years in to retire, started looking for the next mission, the next thing I could do, I realized that we needed to build a workforce, and this opportunity came along. And so I retired from Decatur and then came here to Huntsville to the North Alabama Home Building Academy to start training folks for construction.
And touch on why this became important to you personally through your work as an educator.
Sure. I've seen so many students who they graduate high school and they think they know what they're going to do or they have great plans, but sometimes those things don't work out and they struggle to find that next step. And so through this, we're able, with a very short-term commitment of time, they're able to learn the basic skills that they need and then enter a job that will pay them a living wage and when those plans don't work out.
And for those hearing about NAHA, North Alabama Home Building Academy, for the first time, explain exactly what the academy does.
Sure. We provide free hands-on training for folks who are looking to go to work in the residential construction industry. We just ask that they be 17 or older. They are ready to go to work. They do have to pass a drug screen, and they have to be legally employable in the United States. There's no cost to our program. We provide everything, including the tools, the instructors, the materials, it's a short-term commitment. It's only 16 classes long. You can do that 8 weeks, two nights a week, or you can do it four weeks for four afternoons a week. And we connect our graduates to employers who are looking to hire so many of our students. While we don't place people in jobs, we help them make those connections. We teach interview skills so that they're ready for that interview when they go talk to an employer.
What issues were community leaders running into that led them to create the academy?
Well, so in the skilled trades, a lot of people don't know this, but the average age of your journeyman skilled tradesman is about 58 right now. So as they age out or retire or just leave the industry, there weren't many that were coming into it, so we weren't training a workforce. The thing about residential construction is it's primarily that industry is made up of small business owners, and so they don't have a training program. If you have a big a commercial company, a lot of times they have their own training program within their company. So we kind of serve that function for the small businessmen of North Alabama, those skilled trades companies who need a trained workforce, and that's kind of how we came into being.
When people think of the word construction, maybe they imagine swinging a hammer, and they're very limited in maybe what their thoughts are when it comes to construction.
Right.
To open that door a little more fully, what are the variety of careers that are available?
Absolutely. And it's funny that you say that because that's a quote I use a lot of times, you know, with our students, that not every job in construction is on a crew swinging a hammer. There's so many things that you can do. And there's a lot of technology is becoming prevalent. So if you go into the HVAC world, a lot of those units now use Bluetooth and computers to diagnose. You can go into electrical where you're running wire, you're wiring up lights, circuits for plugs and that kind of thing. There's also a huge need, even for people who can work in the office and talk the language, and so they might wind up as a dispatcher for a company. A lot of companies the suppliers need people in the warehouses who know about the trades so that they know the parts they're pulling, that kind of thing. So there are many, many different jobs within construction. It's all not sweat, being out in the hot sun sweating every day.
I walked through bays that you have in the back where these students are learning these particular skills, different areas for different jobs. As we think about the skills that the students are actually learning, what are those that they're learning during training?
Sure. So we focus on basic tools and basic processes. So if you go through the electrical training, and again, that part of the course is only 5 classes long, so we're really just giving you a brief overview of what it looks like. The tools of the trade and the processes that you're going to follow, like, for instance, if you're wiring up a bedroom or plumbing a bathroom, that kind of thing. So our students, they're useful to employers day one because they know what the tools are. They know what to be looking for. They also know the process. If you're going to plumb a bathroom, they know that wax screen's got to go on the floor before you set the toilet, that kind of thing. It makes them useful to those employers so that they're not standing around waiting for somebody to tell them what to do. They can actually jump in and be immediately useful right away.
Most of the things that have value that can actually help someone get them up a ladder, so to speak, cost money. Most of the programs that you search, if you were to research, I would like to learn A, B, C, D, you're going to pay a lot of money for programs to get the skills that you need to be in the workforce that you would like to be in. The word free comes up in this program, and I know that a lot of people listen, whoa, free? How is that possible?
Well, we have various funding sources, and a lot of groups have been very generous in helping us get going. I will say right off the bat, the City of Huntsville, the City of Madison, and the Madison County Commission, they help fund us through things that they do. The City of Huntsville was an early adopter and have given us an appropriation every year that we've been in existence. There is a fee, a small permit fee in Madison County and the City of Madison that's dedicated to training, so that helps us. We've also received a lot of support from all of our local legislators. They have been very generous in their discretionary funds and helping fund us because they see the importance of building this workforce just like we do. And then there's the grants that we apply for. So we've been blessed to be, we were awarded a Lowe's Gable Grant Foundation, a grant 2 years ago that has helped us with funding in these locations, but also to spread what we're doing across the state of Alabama. And through that, we've actually been able to help Mobile start a school. Birmingham will be starting in October, and then we're looking at the Shoals in early 2027 as an additional location.
Let's think about who the ideal student is. So we have high school graduates that are coming out now. We have career changers. We have veterans. We have adults wanting a fresh start. Who is the ideal student in the North Alabama Home Building Academy?
Well, for us, it's anyone. Everybody gets the equal opportunity. Again, as long as they meet those criteria, but, you know, it's important that they understand that we're not teaching home repair, we're not teaching how to flip a house, we're teaching basic skills that lead to employment. So as long as they're ready to go to work, we give everybody a chance. And so you're right, it's that high school student who is either still in school and wants a job waiting for them when they graduate, or they graduated and, you know, their plans didn't work out. But we also have a lot of folks transitioning from one career path to another. I think we've seen a resurgence of people coming to us, I think, out of the AI jobs that are being taken by AI, and they see these as the hands-on jobs that are kind of safe. And so we have a lot of people moving our direction right now because of that.
How about misconceptions when it comes to careers and trades?
Absolutely. You know, I'll say this with my own children. When they graduated high school, we sent them off to college because everybody's supposed to go to college if you're going to be successful. That was the message we were seeing a lot, but it didn't work out for either one of them, and they had to find a path, and they're both highly successful now. We're seeing more and more of our students that are coming out of school understand that these are living wage jobs. And the thing about it is everyone starts at the entry level, but where you stop is really up to you and how much you're willing to work and put into it. So a lot of these company owners started out at the entry level just like everybody else. And they had the drive and determination that they wound up owning the company.
And you have the opportunity to talk to employers regularly. So what are they telling you about workforce needs right now?
Well, I think they're as strong as they ever have been. You know, with all the building that's going on in this area, all across North Alabama, and actually in Alabama in general, there's still a huge need for those entry-level workers. And again, there's so many that are aging out and retiring. We've got to start replacing those workers, or you really will never find a plumber or a technician, HVAC technician, to come to your house. It's going to be even more difficult.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Dr. Tommy Davis of North Alabama Home Building Academy in Huntsville, Alabama. We're learning about opportunities available through skilled trades and how lives are being changed through hands-on training and workforce development. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
To do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
So
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm continuing my conversation with Dr. Tommy Davis at the North Alabama Home Building Academy. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Glad to have you. Let's continue our conversation about skilled trades and how lives are being changed through this program, also called NAHA, North Alabama Home Building Academy. And you've seen students come through this program and you've seen success stories. Can you think of one or two stories that you would like to share with listeners today that just reinforces the work that's being done here?
Absolutely. You know, when we first began this, it was all about training a workforce, but as we got into it, we realized very early on that we were changing lives for the good. And one story in particular, we had a gentleman come through our program early on. He was actually homeless. He was living in a tent here in Huntsville and walked to class every day. And he would stop by at one of the other nonprofits that feeds the homeless folks. And so he would get his lunch and bring it with him to class. He would get here early. And so we would sit and talk while he was eating lunch and got to know him really, really well. Well, through this program, the 16 classes, at the end of that, he had a job making a really decent wage. And over the years, we've kind of kept in touch with him. And he went from being homeless, living in a tent, to living in an apartment with some other folks. And to the latest we heard was he's living in a house now.
How about individuals who maybe come into the program lacking confidence, and then at the end of the program, you see them leaving with believing in themselves?
Absolutely. And so, and it, you know, we have a lot of what we call second chancers, folks who, you know, they're a little off track in their life and they use this as an opportunity to get back on track. And the amazing thing is that when you're able to use one of these power tools, you mark a board, you measure it, mark it, cut it, and it's accurate, and it gives you just a feeling of confidence. And because it's hands-on, you're actually doing it, you're not just living in theoretical world. It's amazing how much it transforms these folks.
Well, and let's go there, since we're talking construction skills, but so much more in this conversation, because you're talking about helping people see possibility, giving them hope. Talk about that for a minute.
Sure. So we are partnered with a lot of groups here in Huntsville, and one in particular, His Way, is a residential addiction recovery center. And these, again, people are trying to get themselves back on track. And when the residents there get to a certain point in their recovery process, they can come to us and they learn the set of skills. They can go to work and, again, gets them back on track. We had one that graduated just in December. And the look on his face when he came in and told us that he had gotten his job the week of graduation, it was just amazing to see his transformation as well.
Let's talk about how local builders and businesses play in supporting NAHA.
Well, our board is made up of members of the residential construction industry. We are closely partnered with the home builders, the Huntsville Madison County Builders Association. They are a very good partner of ours. And it was members of the Builders Association that actually got us started because they saw this huge need. And we get to donations. We have a company actually here today dropping off some equipment that we need for our lab as a donation. So the members of this industry have been very, very supportive and helping us with our structure, helping us with donations and keeping us going.
Why should a listener who's not involved in construction care about workforce development?
Well, you know, there's so many things going on in our area, and again, with all the construction going on. And here's my thing. It may not be something that a listener might be interested in doing themselves, but every listener, I think, can probably picture someone in their mind who may be struggling a little bit or just doesn't have a plan but doesn't have a set of skills to go out and get a job that earns a living wage. Through us, there's no cost to come through our training, and that we can help them get that started. So even if it's not something your listener is looking for, they know someone who is.
And I know my audience, it's not going to be a lot of teenagers listening right now, but their parents, their grandparents, their aunts, yes, their uncles, caregivers, they're listening right now.
Right.
So what message would you have for those who have teenagers in their home or a teenager that's close to them that they care about if they're unsure about college or career direction?
I would say, you know, go to our website, gobuildhsv.org. It's can give you kind of the information about our program. It's very concise, laid out well. And, you know, those folks, the younger folks that just need a direction, mention it to us. We talk about planting seeds. We go into schools a lot. We plant those seeds so that when that time comes that, you know, decisions have to be made, they will remember, hey, there was this place that I could go get free training, and it doesn't take a long time to do it. It's just, you know, 16 classes, and I can get started in a good job.
And it does happen more than maybe we would like for it to, but people do get stuck in jobs where they're not happy, they're not fulfilled. What would you tell a person that feels stuck in a situation like that where they dislike their job and they're looking for a different opportunity?
Well, one of the things about our program is that we do have the two different types of offering, and it really is for people who are in a job but want to learn those extra skills so they can do it. If they work during the day, they can come to our night class. If they are working a third shift job, they can come to the afternoon class. We have so many people that do that, and it helps them transition to a new career.
And you're up to over 800 graduates now?
Over 800 graduates in the 6.5 years we've been open.
Wow, 6.5 years. So what do you think in 5 years where you want the NAHA program to be?
In 5 years, we want to be all across Alabama and reaching into other states to help train workforces. And we've had conversations at the national level with folks who want to help make that happen.
And we have a brochure that we looked at, and you had some stars marked, some areas in Alabama. Let's just focus on the state right now.
Sure.
Where are we hoping to get to?
So right now we have established schools here in Huntsville, in the Gunnersville area, and in Mobile. We know that Birmingham is going to be coming online in October. They actually have a facility that they are securing so that they can start classes then. Montgomery Prattville is also in talks with us about starting a school in that area. And we've been working with the Shoals Area Builders Association to start a satellite in their area as well.
Maha.
Yeah.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah.
Home Building Academy.
Yeah.
So you'll have Gaha.
Everywhere, right?
I like it. So if someone wants information or wants to apply, how do they go about that?
Sure. Our website is gobuildhsv.org. On there, you'll get to see the information. There's also a button to click that says apply and fill out the information. It'll get you into our system. One of the things we'll ask you to do is to sign up for an information session. We want to be sure everybody understands up front what they're getting themselves into, what are the benefits, but what are the expectations as well. After the info session, we help you get registered for class.
And you have a young lady here, Marley Phillips, and we were talking as we were coming through about Girls Inc. and Eureka. I really would like to get her into the conversation so she can share a little bit about that, maybe
Absolutely.
Open that door. We'll come back to you after we talk to her for a couple of minutes.
Sure. Sounds great. Thank you.
Marley, welcome to the Mark White Show.
It's so good to be here. Thank you so much for coming.
Glad to be here. And thank you for sharing about Girls Inc. and Eureka. That's very interesting to me because it's an opportunity for these girls who are coming out of the seventh grade into the eighth grade, giving them an opportunity in this realm where they may feel like at times that's not part of their life.
Yes, absolutely. That is a big reason that we love doing this so much, because we can expose them to, especially women in the industry, because you can't be what you don't see. So we try to bring them lots of different avenues. You know, it's all construction, yes, but there's so many different avenues. If you're into design, you could be an interior designer, you can be an interior architect. If you like making TikToks, you can go be a marketing social media manager for a builder. We have actually talked with a Girls Inc. mom I reconnected with last Friday at the building safety event. She works for a roofing company. She's the office manager for a roofing company. And so she's going to come to this Girls Inc. camp and talk about that side of things, working in the office side. There's just so many opportunities for these girls. But again, if you've never been exposed to it, I had never been exposed to it until I started working here. And I just didn't realize the depth of opportunities there are in this field, particularly in this area.
And break this down for listeners, because I realized that the focus has been Huntsville City Schools, as we talked about.
Yeah.
But there is a broader opportunity for these young ladies outside of the Huntsville area. Let's open that
Absolutely.
Door.
Absolutely. If you had driven anywhere in North Alabama, you will see that there is so much new building construction happening, not just residential, but commercial, just across the entire North Alabama. It's growing so much. Those places need workers too, right? Everybody can't live in Huntsville. Think about all of the commuters that we have that come in every day. I have been one of those commuters. And those places need workers too. Who's going to build the houses there? Who's going to take those jobs? So, yes, it would be so great if we could serve those girls, especially in those more rural counties, because they are probably, should we say, more immersed in the trades, right? They're probably more, they see it more being rural. They're probably seeing their dad or their grandpa, you know, out working mm-hmm. in a shop or whatever. So that is a really big target. I go across North Alabama to schools and talk to kids, and I have met so many girls at tech school, and they're there for welding because they're great at it. Well, there are those same opportunities in residential construction. We teach soldering and brazing here, and our instructors always say that the women are the best at doing those because it's such a fine work. You know, you have to be so light touched and fine with it. And so they love when women come through so they can scoop them up because they do such good work. But those girls have never thought about going on the construction side, right? They're thinking, oh, well, I'll go do underwater welding or I'll go travel. But there are opportunities here locally. And if we could touch those girls outside of Huntsville City Schools, I think there would be a major interest in doing that. Because even just our partnership with Girls Inc. of Huntsville, we have anywhere from 15 to 30 girls every summer just from Huntsville City Schools.
What's the opportunity that's available right now if someone's listening and their daughter just came out of the seventh grade going into the eighth in August?
If they are involved with their with any kind of local organization, if it's an after-school program, if it's Boys and Girls Club, if it's some kind of church group, please contact us because we go out and do outreach all the time. We would love to set something up. You know, yes, we do this for Girls Inc. That does not take up our entire summer. We're always looking for new partnerships and opportunities. So please, please, please contact us. You can just call our phone number, go on our website. I'm sure that Mark will put all of that stuff out.
Do you know the number off the top of your head?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, let's give it.
256-936-1800.
Website?
GoBuildHSV.org. Please contact us because, again, we are always looking for new partnerships and new ways to reach not just people in the Huntsville city limits, because we have people that come to our classes from all over. As you know, we're expanding across the state, but particularly we're going west into the Shoals early next year. So we would love to start reaching out to those counties that are between Madison County and Lauderdale. To try to get those people excited about the trades.
Excellent. Marley Phillips, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White
Absolutely.
Show today.
We really appreciate you coming over.
We're going to jump back over to Tommy Davis as we continue our conversation from the North Alabama Home Building Academy. What's the closing message that you would like to share with listeners about NAHA, this program, the importance of it, what it's been able to do as we've talked about all the different elements of it? What would you like to share with people right now?
I would just say that everybody listening probably knows someone who needs a training like this and needs a direction in their life and a career with a living wage. We are a great place to get jump started on that. And please tell everyone about us. GoBuildHSV.org.
Excellent. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Tommy Davis.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for the good work here at North Alabama Home Building Academy. And listeners, skilled trades build more than homes. They build families, careers, confidence, and communities. And that's what we're talking about today here on The Mark White Show. Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll go ahead and share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show coming to you from the North Alabama Home Building Academy in Huntsville, Alabama. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hello?
Hey, Dad. I've got a quick question. Have you got a sec?
Sure, son. Just throwing the ball for Rufus. What's up?
So, I found a couple shingles in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we need a new roof, but I'm not sure who to call.
Well, your mother and I have always used Thompson Roofing, 256 Roofing.
ChatGPT told me to look for someone local,
mm-hmm.
licensed, insured, and has recognized expertise.
Well, 256 Roofing.
Of course I'm going to need someone I can, you know, trust.
Right. 256 Roofing.
Okay, I'm on Thompson Roofing's website, 256roofing.com, but I think I'll just call. What's their number?
Son, 256 Roofing.
Roofing. You know, I feel like I've heard that before. Thanks, Dad.
You don't just want a roof. You want your home protected by people who respect it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is local, proven, and offer the strongest warranties in Alabama. They provide confidence from the top down.
What's that number again?
256 Roofing.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.